Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, why do you look so happy? I mean, you're usually kind of down on Mondays.
I had a great dream last night, Jim. It was still summer, and I was back in the Falls Church groove.
All right, Patrick, this is exciting. A couple things.
Okay.
Very exciting. We have a new addition to the Suburbs Pod family.
Official dog of Suburbs Pod.
There we go. There's the puppy. His name is Shadow, and
Shadow.
He's running around my backyard right now.
Yep. Shadow and Morton, here he comes.
Here he comes, up Shadow. On the deck.
What do you got to say?
You might see him on the video if you're a patron. Right. There you go. Yep, he's on the video there.
There he is.
If you're a patron and you get the videos, then you'll see that. But yeah, new puppy in the house.
Yeah. He's real adorable, and he's really behaving himself really well.
He's doing well now.
Yeah.
I'm certain you're going to hear some barking here soon.
Yeah, he's on patrol right now, so
we're out on the back deck.
Yes, we are.
So you may hear some other sounds of suburbia.
Yep.
The other thing, we got new furniture
New furniture. Yeah. It's fantastic.
So we have a new set.
Yep. That's right. We have a brand new set out here.
Yeah.
And we have a slightly different angle, which I like, because you can sort of see the entrance there to the main home. It's nice.
So it's appropriate that we introduce the dog because this episode we're going to hear from a guy who's a dog walker to the stars.
Oh, that's right. Dog walker to the stars.
Yes.
And you might know him as EPJ.
EPJ Echo Park Jimmy. So we got a call from him. We're going to play.
Excellent.
He's going to talk about his picks for summer songs. The summer
Perfect.
Never ends. It's
well,
endless
that's,
summer.
I was going to say. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that. We're lucky to live here, Jim, where we have four distinct seasons. But out there, you really only have what?
Yeah.
Two? Summer and rain? And the rainy season.
I think so. Yeah, it still feels like summer here.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty hot as we sit out here on the deck right now. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But before we do, you're going on a trip soon. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. I want everyone to know that Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 22nd, there's a festival in Louisville, Kentucky, and that is called Bourbon and Beyond. And it's got 3 days of music. 3 days of bourbon, 3 days of food, and all kinds of interesting things. Just really a hedonistic time for if you love bourbon food and music out in Louisville, Kentucky. It's at the Highlands. Is that correct? Highlands Fairgrounds? No. Where is it going
to
be held?
It's at the Fairgrounds.
Okay, the Fairgrounds.
Yeah, just go to the Fairgrounds.
Okay. And excitingly enough, two really exciting things, Jim. One, I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Probably the most exciting thing. Doing some interviews with some of the acts.
Yes.
And also, two, we have two free passes for the weekend to give away.
To give away.
That's right.
So we're going to do that this week. Like, I think we're going to do the drawing like this upcoming weekend, right?
That's right. We are. Yep. We're going to film that. We have the accounting firm of Horn, Horn, and Horn. He's going to oversee that for us.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to make sure everything is on the up and up. But all you have to do to enter is do something very simple, either on the Instagram or on the Twitter.
Yep.
Use the hashtag rockin' for free tickets.
Rockin' for free tickets. Send us a tweet or an Instagram photo, whatever you want can be in that content of that, but just make sure it has that hashtag, and you can enter up to once per day per platform.
That's right, once per day per platform.
So you got like five more days to get in on this.
That's right.
Do that, and then we'll have a random drawing, and you can get the Saturday and two passes.
Two
Saturday
passes,
and Sunday,
and a guest.
You can see Robert Plant, ZZ Top, and Hall & Oates, and Squeeze.
Squeeze?
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It actually is pretty cool. Margo Price is going to be playing. Yeah.
That's right.
Alison Krauss will be there. Maybe she'll do a duet with Robert Plant.
It's an amazing lineup.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Amazing lineup. So you want to get in on that. So do that. All right.
Yeah. And just really quick, Jim, to close that out, if you want to add a ticket to Friday and do the whole experience, go to bourbonandbeyond.com and you can buy tickets. You can buy a single day ticket there or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And people who don't win the free tickets, they might want to buy the whole weekend, right?
Because I'm going to be there, yeah, more or less.
40 different bourbons that you can partake in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's included in the ticket price, right?
No, it is not. That's separate. Yeah. You do have to shell out for that yourself if you want to.
Bring some extra cash.
That's right. And I'll give you updates as the week goes on this, Jim, but there is a chance the Bish might be there as well.
What?
Breaking news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to this call.
Great.
So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as we mentioned, from time to time, our friend Echo Park Jimmy out in Los Angeles, he gives us a call. He calls our voicemail, And there's a 3-minute limit on the voicemail, but he just keeps calling back. So that's what you're going to hear here. And he specifically, it takes a little while, but he gets there eventually. He specifically talks about summer songs.
Okay, great.
Actually, this is kind of set up. Remember when we had the guest hosts when we were on vacation?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So basically, he's calling in thinking that he can be a guest host is what happened here.
DIY.
And it's taken us a little while to get to this call, but that is by way of explaining how he approaches this particular series of calls.
Right. But it dovetails well because we did talk about tiki songs, and we also talked about sort of the end of summer last week.
Yeah. So here we go. Echo Park Jimmy.
Yo, yo, yo. Echo Park Jimmy from Echo Park, California. Just seeing if I can get my hat in the ring for a summer episode. So here we go. What number is this, Jim? 7,000 minutes of Echo Park Jimmy. Okay, don't get excited because here we go. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, summer's here and the time is right for an Echo Park Jimmy takeover. Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs, Echo Park Jimmy. I don't know where that accent's coming from. Jim and Patrick are out of town. I don't know, traveling the globe or something? Searching for twee tunes, lo-fi masterpieces on cassette tape, on warbly cassette tape. I won't be sifting through the ruins of the Universal Fire for Americana master tapes for the many listeners of Jim and Patrick. I won't be going to, where is it, New Zealand with Patrick Bilbo Baggins trying to mine obscure material for Flying Nun Week 52. But I will be keeping it brief because I know Jimmy and Patrick have a big summer plan somewhere. So I thought I would do 4 perfect summer songs with a countdown, some little details about the 4 perfect summer songs. I know Jim likes a reason, like Del Griffiths didn't ever have a point, and Steve Martin would say to him in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, when you tell a story, have a point. Have a point. But I will inject some random lists. Trevor Noah said this the other night. If you would have said, Donald Trump is president, Kim Kardashian is reforming the criminal justice system, and Billy Ray Cyrus got a standing ovation at the BET Awards, you would be like, I don't think that can't be real, if you would have told me that 10 years ago. But that, I'm telling you, I snapped it up immediately. I love when something new is invented. Country rap. Lil Nas X. Old Town Road. It's very addictive. Like Vampire Weekend. Older is better.
Johnny Cougar was being interviewed by Dan Rather, I believe, on that Access TV. And Dan is like, what's your best album? He always has really boner questions. And Johnny Cougar is like, well, I still smoke, and my best album is always my latest album. Like, from an artist's point of view, like, he thinks that you get better with age. But from the fan perspective, that is not true. It's always wheelhouse, you know what I mean? But the episodes of Rockin' the Suburbs that really resonated with me for some reason are, you did a bunch on 70s rockers, 60s rockers, trying to transform in the 80s, and it finally hit me who really succeeded. I would say ELO, because I've been re-listening to their 80s output again, and it didn't please diehard ELO fans, but it was good. And I, you know, Queen, they turned disco on the 1980 album Hot Space. But there are some delicious tracks on there, including a tribute to John Lennon. Life is real. Lennon is a genius. Living in every pore. Life is real. Life is real. Life is bitch. No, I mean, so, that you know, it's not just Genesis and Yes. Everybody had success in various ways that you never know. I mean, what is the meaning of life anyway? Is that I think life is asking, what is the meaning of you once you figure that out? Just before I get into the top summer songs on the Echo Pop Jimmy Takeover, I just wanted to clean up a few notes on some things. Because I like to include a TV wreck, Big Little Lies. The second season is kind of junky. They got a new showrunner, and the book, they ran out of book, just like Game of Thrones. But season one, I can't recommend more, especially the music. The little daughter of Reese Witherspoon, they keep doing over-the-shoulder shots of her phone, and she has the greatest taste in music, so it can't be real. But I discovered all these bands from that soundtrack, including somebody called, I want Patrick's opinion on this, Babe Ruth. Have you ever heard of the band Babe Ruth? I don't know. So last summer, I went on and on about Sharp Objects, and the director was Jean-Marc Vallée. And it was on HBO, and he got all this Zeppelin clearance. So I'm like, I got to go back and watch, because he directed the first season of Big Little Lies. And the theme is Michael Kiwanuka, and I've talked about that before, but there's also Charles Bradley on the soundtrack, Leon Bridges. There's this White Rabbit where they take out all the music, and it's chilling. And if you go chasing Alice, you know, but without any music the whole time. So when it builds to that crescendo, it's positively amazing. But there's like Alabama Shakes. I discovered someone named Irma Thomas. There's a track that one of the characters, the younger girl, is like Martha Wainwright. Bloody M-F-A-H, I couldn't say it because it's a family podcast. Frank Ocean. I never gave Big Brother and the Holding Company a lot of credit because Janis Joplin a little, well, you know, whatever. But like I was saying, I want Patrick's opinion on this song, King Kong by Babe Ruth. It's like, is that a real thing? Like, I can't even believe that. But best of freaking all is when this one character is just having a freak out, they keep going to this song by the Flaming Lips called Silver Trembling Hands from their 2009 album Embryonic. And it's got like an electro beat, like, nee, nee, nee. And it's like, ah, it was driving me crazy. There's so much music in Big Little Lies. But that, especially, that Flaming Lips song. And just like in Sharp Objects, there's certain, when she's high, that's how it goes. Certain songs that are, you know, great, the credits, they just roll them for like 3 minutes. They slow down the credits and they play the whole song. I've never seen that, but I love it. So number four, Patrick, quick, say a tune called New York Groove. I know it's not technically summer, but it just feels summer. And a guy named Russ Ballard wrote it, and it was done by a glam rock band called Hello, and then by who, Patrick? On Ace Frehley's solo album, I'm Back, back in the New York Groove. So that would be number four. And then at number three, I would say, we'll go back to 68, 69. Okay, New York Groove, say number four. I think I gotta say, Living on an Island, Status Quo is just gonna miss that top four. I was thinking of putting it in, but we gotta stick with Hot Fun in the Summertime. Like I said, late 60s. They just were coming off Woodstock.
Huh? I mean, go back and listen to that. Some of the best things about streaming is you just pop it in, and you think of it, and you just pop it in, like, and it's just there. It's just there. But that song, Status Quoted, Living on an Island, Waiting for My Friend to Come, and We'll Get High. But let's quickly go to ... Right, this is where I need Jim Lenahan's help. Blah, snag. 3, 2, 1. Hey, number 3, coming in at number 3 on Echo Park Jimmy's hot. Hot fun in the summertime list would be Nick Gilder, Hot Child in the City. This one, I went on a kind of a Rock in the Suburbs kind of deep dive because I heard some crappy version and I couldn't get any answers. But if you remember the original, 1978, Nick Gilder, Hot Child in the City, running wild and looking pretty, Hot Child in the City, Hot Child in the City. So that's number 2, if I got that wrong. Hot Child in the City from Nick Gilder. Might have gone through some contractual things, had to re-record it. That happens with a lot of people. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard. They had to re-record all their stuff. It's like, we'll get into that in a future Echo Park Jimmy call. Is it real or is it fake? Is it I or is it me? Who does it? And then number 1 on Echo Park Jimmy's top summer song list, 4 or 5 or a run-on sentence of summer songs. Hot in the City. You realize all these have a theme. Hot in the City from Billy Idol, 1982. Just a quick note before you roll into Hot. Don't be no fun. Don't forget listen to that part. He goes, don't forget on a hot, that's a summer. Hot in the city. Hot in the city. Oh, a couple notes. That rocketed to number 1, I believe. No, number 23. The other songs hit number 1 or close to. I think, Jim and Patrick take care of that. But the number isn't important. It's how it feels in your soul. But Billy Idol, Hot in the City, from 1982.
When the head surrenders to the heart, we are at one.
So, speaking of waking from a dream, like it's 2019... I was passed out during the NBA Finals, and I woke up, and Sarah McLachlan singing, I put that in quotes, Oh Canada? I didn't know about that. I didn't know how I felt about Toronto winning the NBA Finals, but we'll get to that at a later Sports Zone with Jim and Patrick. Speaking of that, the guy from, I think, Train did the national anthem, so it was a train wreck all around. But that being said, the O Canada being sung at any event, any sporting event, is a positive. It blows our anthem out of the water. I don't know why. It's just such a good anthem. All right. So, before I let you go for the summer, think of some lists to think of. I was thinking of some lists. Like lists of bands that should be together, but I think the members hate each other. Like the Police got back together briefly, but for some reason they hate each other. A band I will speak in the metal years of when I get into a metal Echo Park Jimmy call, System of a Down. They should be rocking everyone. But the two main guys, Darren and Serge, you know, I don't know. Shouldn't NWA still be recording? I know a couple guys, one of the guys passed away, but they should still be together. Because if you heard the song, Arrest the President, you got the evidence. You'd be like, that's the guy still got it. He's 52 also, but he still got it. Another quick list. I gave you a list of people like Morrissey and Radiohead and Vampire Weekend moving to Echo Park, but also moving to Echo Park. This is true. Father John Misty, Arctic Monkeys, Vinyl James, Gary Clark, Ty Siegel. It's where to go. Another quick list. Movies with great shots of Los Angeles. Shampoo is exquisite. Kid Stays in the Picture. It's a documentary. Annie Hall has some good shots. One last thing. I just want to give a shout out to, you know, like Justin Steiner, Mike Wagner, some of the people in the hive mind of the Rock in the Suburbs got me through a tough time this spring where people were talking bad about like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's, I think, my number one song. If it's not too late, Roller Coaster by the Red Hot. So if you call into the Suburban Party line, it's 612-440-1984. Hey, Rock in the Suburbs fans. Some things to remember. Like I've said before, have a point. Not just why you like the song, but why you like the song. Or at least have a cover ready. Those boys like covers. My cover is Boy Genius's cover, only available on YouTube, of The Killers' Read My Mind. And if you don't have YouTube and you only have streaming, I'm sorry. You'll have to listen to Can You Read My Mind, the one song that John Williams wrote with lyrics from the very first Superman. There's probably been 7,000 Supermans and 8,000 Spider-Mans. But this is a summer episode, so I had to get in somehow. And remember, I was talking about great 80s tunes. I have another list. Songs where being alive is very important. ELO, I'm Alive, from the Xanadu soundtrack. Pearl Jam. You know, I know you thought I was going to do Eddie Vedder. Everybody does Eddie Vedder. I'm Still Alive. And the Hives are back with a new single, I'm Alive. And it's perfect. It's like, I'm alive. Like, it's like, I thought the Hives were gone, but they are back. And that's what I'll leave you with. Thoughts of people coming back. Oh, I always try to include a celebrity sighting when I'm Echo Park Jimmy. But I'll go back to a classic one. Because I was talking about how the new Silver Sun pickups, late period Rush, at the Echo Park 7-Eleven, I would love when I would just randomly see, before he even had much music out, was just Brian Aubert, I think that's how you say his name, the singer for Silver Sun pickups. And then once I saw them live, I'm like, oh, that's that dude. But when I first heard the Silver Sun pickups, the way that guy sings, I thought it was a woman. I thought it was Cherry's Glazers or something. Who knows? But happy summer, everyone. Happy summer, Jim and Patrick. Happy summer, everyone, in the rock and party line universe. And I don't know. I think it's too late, but I just wanted to get in. Like, the Beastie Boys have a deluxe edition up to the Five Boroughs. But are they, like, that much better than the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I mean, come on. Open letter to Jim and Patrick. Just Echo Park Jimmy closing things off for the summer episode. I know we're supposed to say what we drink. I was totally ramped up on some strawberry acai lemonade. And some mango dragon fruit with actual dragon fruits. And remember, Rock in the Suburbs, when do we listen? Every day. It's on all the platforms. Stitcher, Apple Music. You know, you can pretty much Google it, especially Google Echo Park Jimmy. I want to give a shout out to the real Echo Park Jimmy, Jimmy Gomez. doing some good work in and around Echo Park. And remember, we spend more time on our phones than watching television now. It's official. And if I haven't given enough summer recommendations, remember the 18 beautiful tracks from Vampire Weekend and it's an album called Father of the Bride. I think it's the album of the summer. We'll check back this fall. I think it'll battle it out with Rock in the Suburbs fans with the Rock on Tours, which is funny. Their first track, Bored and Raised, all their tracks are like singles. So it could be a perfect album, like all the Rock on Tour, like people love the Rock on Tours, but they get in this line in Bored and Raised where he says, I am Detroit born and raised. It's like, it's a play on Journey. So now he's stealing from Journey, but it's still brilliant. So we'll see how that does. But if you need one more track from Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride, it's a track called Sympathy. And I, speaking of stealing, I feel like he steals the way he says sympathy at one point. He's sympathy. It's like subdivisions. Subdivisions. But I know it always comes back to Rush, doesn't it?
Okay, before we comment on that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get the correct date stamp on this. So that call was actually from like late June.
That's
how long it's taken us to get get to that. But I just want to explain that for the listeners to understand where that came from. Okay, so we got the Summer Songs Countdown. But before that, one thing he specifically wanted your opinion on was a song called King Kong.
Okay.
By Babe Ruth. Okay. Are you familiar with this song?
Not really, no. I have to admit that while we were listening to Echo Park, Jimmy, I did a little bit of quick internet research.
Okay.
So I am not familiar with the band or the song.
Okay. It's apparently a band from the 70s, is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check this out. It's an instrumental.
Yeah, it's an instrumental. I will say, Jim, about this song, that it was recorded in 1972, from what I learned, at Abbey Road Studio, so where the Beatles recorded. And also, at the risk of ruining this song the way you ruined Howard Jones' song for me and many others, apparently, because I didn't know No One Is to Blame was infected the way it was infected. This is a Frank Zappa song, actually. So they're doing a cover of Frank Zappa. So that may be why it's an instrumental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I can see him working in the context of a TV show or a soundtrack, for sure. I'm not familiar with Big Little Lies.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this later. It sounds like, just kind of skipping around, that it also has kind of a build to the song.
Yeah, for sure.
This band, according to the Spotify bio, progressive rock band Babe Ruth was formed in Hertfordshire, England.
Uh-huh.
1971. So, British band called Babe Ruth.
That's right.
Right? And prog rock, so I don't know.
Prog rock.
I got to do some more investigation on this. But that was cool. I liked it. It sort of, I like that bass line. And I don't know that I would exactly classify that, what I heard there, as prog rock. It just has that kind of 70s, you know, rock sound.
Yeah, agreed.
Blues, jazz blues.
Jazz blues, yeah. Intersection of hard rock and progressive rock, for sure. And also I noticed that several of their album covers were painted by Roger Dean, who did the same as for the Yes album covers.
Oh, yeah.
With the, sort of those futuristic soundscapes. Yeah, so there you go.
All right, let's move on to the summer song. Was there something else you wanted to cover before we get to summer songs?
One thing I did want to cover really quickly, I know I've heard this before, but it really hit home for me in this latest Echo Park Jimmy missive, is that sometimes he talks to our listeners as if we're not listening, which I really like. You guys, you know, Jim and Patrick like the covers, so go with that.
Yeah,
you're supposed to mention what you're drinking. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes.
I'd like to keep that up.
All right.
If at all possible.
Well, speaking of covers, this is number 4 on his Summer Songs Countdown.
Let's go. I don't know,
4.
Yep.
Number 4.
Not 5.
Not 4.
Just 4.
Yeah. Ace Frehley, New York Groove.
There it is, Joe.
1978.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple things I want to say real quickly.
Okay.
I did actually own this album on cassette.
Fantastic.
Back in the day.
Yep.
I don't think I owned any Kiss albums. I was never in the Kiss Army, even as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have some other embarrassing, you know, album purchases from back then, but not Kiss. Although you may quibble with my description there.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I didn't have any Kiss, but I did have this cassette, and I think it was based on that song.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I would have been like 11 years old. That song, that was a jam, and I like it. It has that, you know, glam rock kind of sound and a little bit of that kind of like boogie to it, you
know?
And I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And they put out 4 solo albums.
That's right.
Like at the height of their popularity, right? The 4 members of Kiss put out solo albums on the same day.
Same day.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With sort of the same cover look and everything.
I bought them all on the same day, all 4 of them. And, and many people in retrospect might say that was the beginning of the end for the original Kiss, you know, conglomerate. They went a little bit too far. All 3 of those 4 albums were pretty terrible, particularly Peter Criss's album. And then possibly you'd put Gene Simmons slightly above Paul Stanley. But Ace Frehley's by far was the best one.
It was the best one, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting in retrospect when you learn more about Kiss and you're not, you know, such a dedicated Kiss fan and in the Kiss Army and you're not 12, you sort of realize what savvy businessmen Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were.
Yes.
And Peter Criss certainly went towed the party line. However, Ace Frehley was always sort of the outlier. He was really a musician and a, you know, a big music fan and a pure musician and player when he came into the band. And I think his solo album proves that out. That's a great song, man. Anytime you drive around with the windows down and that song cranked up, it still sounds great today.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds great. It does sound great.
It's got that big, crunchy kind of groove to it, which
and,
is awesome.
So are you saying that we're not going to do Kiss Solo Album Week? We're not going to do
that's not going to happen.
The Big 4?
No. We're really not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3 on the countdown.
Hi.
All right. Sly and the Family Stone.
Fantastic.
Not a lot we need to say about that.
No, nope, not really.
That's a Stone Cold classic.
Yeah. Really is, and released 50 years ago, you know, in the wake of their performance at Woodstock.
Yeah.
So they were probably at their all-time peak of popularity at this point when this song came out.
Yeah, and that Woodstock performance is hot.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh.
They were really, really at the peak of their powers at that time.
Great band.
Yep.
We'll spend more time on Sly and the Family Stone at some future date.
Definitely should. It's a really fascinating story. I did once hear, Jim, that the band Toto and their song Hold the Line, which was a big hit. One of the guys in Toto once said, oh, yeah, we just totally ripped off Hot Fun in the Summertime
oh,
and
really?
Changed the words. Yeah,
I can kind of hear
a
that.
Similar beat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We just couldn't swing.
All right, this is number two.
Dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is or what her name is. I don't know where she came from or what her game is. Hot child in the city. Hot child.
So if you were making a mixtape, that would go right next to New York Groove,
absolutely,
don't you think?
Exactly. It's got that same kind of strutting through the city kind of feel to it. Yeah, exactly.
Same,
it's interesting that...
Same year, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
It might have been. Yeah, it's 78. You're right.
Yeah.
It's interesting that EPJ songs tend to have that city kind of feel. It makes sense. You know, he spends all his time walking around L.A., stuff like that.
That's right.
I also loved in that call the mention of the Echo Park 7-Eleven. I'd love to go there sometime.
All right, there was one more. We'll use it as the play out.
Okay, sounds good.
A very similar title.
Yes.
So
there's a theme.
Yes.
You know, there's so much information in Echo Park Jimmy's calls. I wonder if we could get a transcription service just for those
to
post them. Yeah, it'd be nice to have that on the internet. I think there's a lot of info for people.
All right. Well, we appreciate the calls.
Yes.
We do. And we actually have another call in the can from EPJ.
All right. So we're catching up.
I think we'll do that next week.
Okay. Sounds good. There's a lot to absorb. There really is.
Take a breather there.
That's why we put it on Monday. It's going to take you all week to kind of absorb that.
If anybody else wants to call and leave short or long messages, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rocketsuburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. One last thing I want to mention, too. I think it was about a minute or two into the call, and he said, I'll be brief.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that was brevity.
Yeah, there. Brevity.
All right. Tomorrow, I think we're going to talk about movies. Speaking
sounds
of
great.
LA.
Yeah.
We're
going to
talk about
movies.
So we'll do that. All right.
Okay.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here is Billy Idol, Hot in the City. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's hot. I think Doggy wants to go in the house. He's looking pretty hot. Hang on a second.
Yeah. While Jim's doing that, I'm going to take my Sawzall and cut a little dog door in the side of the house for the Linehans, which will be real helpful. Just right here, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. No pipes. Just plow right through that.
So speaking, yeah, whatever you said, I don't know.